Hey everyone, welcome to the Women Talk Construction podcast, where we discuss women in construction and other non-typical careers. My name is Christy Powell, and I'm with my co-host, Angela Gardner. Thanks for joining us today. So thank you everybody for being with us again today. And we have Tia Perry here from Associated Builders and Contractors. She is actually part of the national team, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And she's going to talk a little bit today about, we are actually all going to talk a little bit today about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And what does that mean? I know that it's a new term and a lot of people are, you know, using the acronym DE&I. And it's very important, inclusion is right now in our country. And so we're just going to take some time and talk about that. And more than anything, just bring you up to speed on basically what it means. And, you know, all of these initiatives that are going on, how it's making a big difference in all the industries and all the companies around the world. So thank you for being with us today. And Tia, I couldn't even begin to introduce you in a way that would make you look as good as I know you are. And the amazing things that you're doing for Associated Builders and Contractors and for us as members, we are 84 Lumber's a member of several of your chapters. And we just love what you're doing with safety and how easy you make it to do business for these smaller subcontractors, you know, having that safety program available. And there are a lot of things that ABC does for the community. They do it for their members and non-members. And just the merit shop is really great because of the fairness there on bidding for jobs is very, very important to everyone, I'm sure. So there is another aspect of ABC that is not communicated a lot just because of the awareness, because of the lack of folks that are in that space right now, right? We're still like bringing people on everywhere. And I'd love for you to just basically share with us what is DE&I, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion?
No, awesome. Thank you so much, Christy and Angela and the entire 84 Lumber team for having me on today. I'm so very grateful for this opportunity. And I'm so very grateful for the work that you all are doing to advance women in construction. And just thanks again for this opportunity. So a little bit about me. I joined ABC in 2015 as the Director of Business Development and Partnerships. And in that role, I was responsible for generating non-dues revenue for the association. And so shortly after starting, ABC's president and CEO, Mike Bellaman, came to me and asked if I would lead our D&I efforts. Now, being a woman of color, initially, I was a little hesitant because I knew this would be a heavy lift. And I did immediately say yes. And I think I asked at the time, Mike, can you tell me a little bit more about the opportunity, about the association, some of our unique challenges? So Mike and I sat down and talked. And after the conversation, I was thrilled to really lead the charge. And so I worked the next 6 years after that as a staff liaison to our Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Committee, but wearing multiple hats, because keep in mind, I was still managing our business partnerships and the business development. And so this role really evolved into a full-time job for me and a full-time position. And so in June of last year, ABC transitioned me from business development to the Director of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity. And it's really, Christy, working with our 69 chapters and helping them to advance their strategy. Our chapters are very unique and very different depending on their demographic or what city they're in and their challenges. And some are in the cities and some are in rural areas, but helping them recruit more women and more minorities into the construction trades, helping them to, you know, develop partnerships with local community partners to help with workforce development. And so I've really just fallen in love with that passion of just really developing our up and coming workforce. So that's a little bit about me.
I love how Tia, you know, she thought about it and she asked questions and she took the time to think about her next step and how she wanted to move into that role, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out because a lot of our women sometimes ask the question, should I do that? Should I go there?
True. Yeah. Like I wanted to know what it entailed because I was new to ABC. And so I had very aggressive goals related to sales and business development, but But I also knew that I needed to do more to advance, you know, D&I at the association and in our industry. And so, yeah, I wanted to kind of know, like, tell me more about the challenges. And after learning, you know, about how rewarding of a role it was and how, of course, it has its challenges, I was, you know, fully committed and really, really honored to lead the charge at ABC.
It is definitely rewarding and it is a very heavy lift. We just spoke to a contractor in Florida yesterday and said, it's not easy. If you're serious about doing this, we're here to support you and we'll be, you know, we'll be your biggest cheerleaders, but don't think that this is easy. It's not easy. It's hard work and it's a lot of commitment and it's a lot of sacrifice. It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it. But it is not easy. Anything great that happens in your life typically does not come easy. If it came easy or it looks like it came easy, it's because somebody's been doing work for a long, long time behind the scenes that you didn't know about. That's mostly what happens. But I love that you asked the question because I think that females and minorities in general, we've heard that from a couple of our guests, when they get an opportunity like you got, they want to say yes without thinking about it because they don't typically get those kind of opportunities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, sometimes that is a disaster. The opportunity comes, you're excited and you say yes, but then you didn't do your homework and you didn't figure out, you know, is this really a good fit for me? And so just, you know, shouting out to the audience, it's very important that you stop for a minute, take a breath, think about it, talk to your peers, talk to your colleagues, and find out, you know, what is the best step for you in that position? And that is a really good point, Angela. I'm glad you brought that up. I was thinking the same thing when she was saying it, that I took a minute and I asked a lot of questions. So that's
well,
awesome.
And DE&I is fairly new to all companies, right?
Yes.
So yeah. So ABC, we actually developed our initial committee in 1999. So it has been in the forefront for about 22 years now.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But just last June, I transitioned full time to lead the efforts because we realized as an association, we need to do a better job with this and we really need to devote full time resources. We sprinkled inclusion, diversity, and equity throughout our entire strategic plan, you know, so workforce development and recruitment, political advocacy, membership, recruiting more diverse small businesses into the association. And so in 2020, it was the first year, it was really sprinkled throughout all of our key segments and our objectives and our strategic plan. So great progress over the last, just over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I had no idea it had been 22 years. That's really great. Yeah. We're way ahead of the curve. We've talked to a few people that have been really way ahead of the curve. But they've also said that it was a difficult journey until 2020. So, you know, they just weren't getting any buy-in or they weren't getting people that were supportive of it or even wanted to know what it meant. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And once, you know, government laws and that kind of thing started coming into play, then people were like more aware and were asking questions. I think that did help a lot.
Absolutely. I think organizations really started to evaluate their processes and as far as like recruitment and retention, inclusivity, and are they providing equitable workplaces? And if there was one positive out of the civil unrest and, you know, the events that took place last year, it was that companies are really starting to really amplify and beef up their efforts as it relates to ID&E.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, I would like for you to tell us a little bit more about yourself and the role you play there before we get into some of these more detailed questions about DE&I.
Sure. So I work with our 69 chapters and our member companies to really help them develop their strategies. So depending on where they are in this spectrum, you know, there's some that are really sophisticated and they've been doing this for a long time and they have a committee. I think about ABC of Houston, who hasn't been doing this for a long time. They've been, you know, advancing ID&E for the last couple of years, but they've been very, very impactful with a really, really strong supportive committee of about, I don't know, 60 people or something like that.
But then that's a big committee.
Yes. Great committee and just great momentum at that particular chapter. And so, but then I think about some of our other chapters who are much smaller in staff, and we have one person on staff who does everything. And so they want to be intentional and they want to do more, but they just oftentimes don't have the resources. So my role is to really work with our chapters in their unique situations to help them, whether it's workforce development or maybe recruiting more women apprentices into their chapters and they need some help with their recruitment strategy. But really, depending on their unique needs or unique challenges or opportunity gaps, to really work with our chapters. And then also our member companies. I often, you know, I did a presentation last week with a member company around the importance of Juneteenth and Pride Month. And, you know, I was featured as their diversity highlight. And we talked about those two very, very important holidays. And so it's really working with our member companies and our chapters. I have really fallen in love with the workforce development piece of the work that I do. You know, especially as it relates to underrepresented populations and communities and providing opportunities for teenagers and young adults. And you know, ladies, we know about the amazing opportunities with the career construction. But there's several who are uninformed and just simply aren't aware, or they don't consider construction as a career path. Even parents that, you know, may not encourage construction careers for their children. And I recognize the impact and the influence in this role and really falling in love with that, the opportunity to make a difference and just spread the gospel about the great, you know, opportunities with the career in construction.
And that was really our passion, wasn't it, Angela, to start the podcast. We wanted other women, we wanted young girls, the younger generation and women to know all of the great opportunities out there, and it pays well and it's a great job. It's fun, you know, and there's so many choices, which I don't think a lot of people know about.
No. And there's no student loan debt. So, I mean, there's apprenticeship programs where you can work while you learn and not have any debt, you know? And so there's just so many opportunities in this industry. And so I found my passion.
You know, you do volunteer work. You do volunteer work around that, right? With the high schools?
I do. So, so I volunteer at the DC Public Trades Foundation. And that is a foundation that was created or founded in DC. Several of our member companies got together and developed this program. And so I volunteer at a few of the local charter schools, providing soft skills and professional development training, resume writing, interviewing. We create vision boards. We do a day on careers in construction to really inform them on, hey, there's so many opportunities in BIM or information technology or the innovation side. And I love kids.
And career centers are begging for that, right? So anyone listening, please just check into your local career center or high school and ask them if you can volunteer, just like Tia is doing. I think that's awesome.
There's something special about someone that gives back, right? And provides time and resources oftentimes. Even on the day-to-day, it's super busy and I'm multiple hats, but you know, it really does feed my soul. And I do appreciate giving back and especially helping folks find a career in construction.
Iron Elk is a certified woman-owned small business that focuses on safety products to protect your most valuable asset, your employees. They work hard with the very best manufacturers in safety and have the expertise to back it up. From safety apparel to personal protective equipment to non-slip floor mats to arc flash assessment and measurement of your energy, we have partnered with the safety professionals that you can trust. Iron Elk, 770-33 23, area code 864. Isn't it great to meet somebody and then you help them take a couple of steps? And then, you know, 2 or 3 months later, you get this text in the evening and it says, thank you so much for helping me. Isn't that honestly, that's probably the best thing that anybody could say to me. That's like the best compliment, because we don't help other people because we have to. We do it because we want to. And, you know, our group, Angela and I's group, Women Construction Forum, we, you know, we're always doing projects together. And just the smiles on folks' faces and the appreciation that comes from that, it's huge, but it's not near as huge as the great feeling you get doing it for them, right?
Absolutely. Very, very rewarding. yeah, it's really good work. And I think about some of the kids, a couple of them actually came to our convention and they actually got to see our construction management competition and our national craft championship, which is like our construction Olympics. And so the students got to experience that firsthand. And now they're working for ABC member companies. And
that's what it's all about, right? It's
pretty cool. It definitely is.
There's 450,000 jobs just waiting to be filled, right?
Right. So. Well, yeah. Like I think the latest data I've seen from ABC is we need to hire 650,000 construction workers in order to bridge the workforce shortage for this year. 650,000.
So, and that doesn't include what we have coming up, right? The next 5 years, we're going to see more infrastructure. We're going to see more construction. They're saying $90 trillion spent in construction globally over the next 3 years. And I thought that was a really interesting statistic and almost scary because that's where a lot of money is going, obviously. And we're already 650,000 short this year before that even kicks off, you know, all the things that people are talking about. So
that number is going to continue to grow. And the reality is status quo of what we're doing right now as an industry simply is not working. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to look at these underrepresented communities and non-traditional hiring, you know, talent pools to really bridge the shortage.
Right. And I think that, I don't know about you, Angela, but I think, and you too, Tia, we're hearing more of that. We're hearing more people that are reaching out to these underrepresented areas that typically may or may not be homeless, correct? Mm-hmm. And what better way? We started a program, 84 Lumber did in Pennsylvania, where it started off, we offered $100 for the homeless on the street to come and just listen to what we had to offer. And if they sat through the class, then they would get $100 for sitting through the class. So one of the students that came out of that program has actually been promoted 5 times since she's, we put her to work and she's been promoted. From what I understand, she's been promoted 5 times in the company. And she's dynamic. Everybody keeps telling me that I need to reach out to her because she would be an awesome WBE ambassador, but she's so busy. She can't. Like she's it's just the coolest thing to hear that. But, you know, it was just kind of one of those trial run things and we're still working through all the details. It's never easy. Just like we talked about earlier, we've ran into a few obstacles. We got a university on board and, you know, now it's happening, but I see more and more folks looking at that and saying, we need to do that too.
Yeah.
I like that. That was the first time I've heard of it. We need to talk afterwards.
Yeah, we do. Actually, the gentleman that runs that for us is coming to Greenville, Angela, and he's going to talk to a group who wants to help our homeless in our area. So I think we're going to try to figure something out in South Carolina. Yeah. So it's great just to see the momentum. And I tell a lot of folks that if you saw the amount of people that we run into every day that love to help other people, you would not feel like I did before I took this role. You know, you watch the news and then you go about your workday and you watch the news and you go about your workday. Well, you can tend to get into this loop of depression or anxiety, right? But if you get yourself out there and start serving and helping others, and you see all the other people that want to serve and help others, it's like this big ray of hope draws up inside of you. And you're like, oh, all these great people. Why was I thinking things were bad?
Yeah, no, I love to hear those stories. That's great. And that's what ABC is all about, providing opportunities to everyone. And
right.
I think about our chapters and the equitable programs that are at our chapters. And, you know, some of them are developed, you know, based on the unique needs of their city, whether that's the homeless population or high poverty areas or combating crime, whatever the case may be, these programs are developed to really provide resources to our workforce and to recruit folks into the trades. And so, I love
that. That's great. Well, I love how you do the same thing we do as a company. We try to see what the community needs and then figure out how to make that happen. And that's what we support the most.
And I can't take credit for that. That's the 69 chapters that I work for. I think for national, we do that as well and more in the city of DC. But I mean, our chapters are doing some great things with reentering citizens. And some of the programs are really, really changing folks' lives, you know, and giving them opportunities to rise on their own merit, but you know, provide that training and that education that they need to have a successful career and to change their life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome. So do you want me to talk a little bit about inclusion, diversity, and equity? And yeah. I think just to lay the foundation of the three, because you hear them quite a bit. And oftentimes I'm asked, you know, like, hey, you know, what exactly does that mean? And so you will notice in ABC's efforts, we lead with inclusion followed by diversity and equity. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of intentionality behind that. Our national IDE committee felt it was important to lead with inclusivity and inclusion. And if we truly foster an inclusive work environment, we will recruit diverse talent, we'll provide equitable workplaces. And so they were very intentional with leading with inclusion. Inclusion is really that sense of belonging, that sense that everyone feels valued and that we value people's differences to achieve superior results, but everyone's welcome, valued, and included. Everyone has a seat at the table. At ABC, we define diversity as an appreciation of a variety of abilities, skills, and experiences, and to actively seek stakeholders from diverse cultural backgrounds to achieve superior results, really giving all individuals the opportunity to compete on a fair and open marketplace. Equity, we define as a dedication to providing opportunities for all, and really creating the conditions for everyone to compete on that fair and level playing field. We recognize that, you know, folks have different needs, and what may work for someone may not work for someone else. But really, equity is around giving everyone the opportunity to be successful and providing the resources that are needed to be successful. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. It helps. So when it comes to equity, a lot of people think of salary and how that needs to be equal. Right.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly what equity is about, correct?
Correct. So you hear a lot about equity, pay equity for women, and that is important, absolutely. And that's more along the lines of ensuring that women are paid equally, right? And that their women, that their job responsibilities, and they're on the same pay scale as men. But equity is also about equity of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And really not, in my opinion, not as much about equity of outcome, right? Because if you give everyone an opportunity and you provide the resources that are needed, they're going to rise on their own merit, right?
Right?
But oftentimes folks just need that opportunity. Just like we talked about in workforce development, like just give them the opportunity to, you know, provide transportation to a training course. Right? Bring them into the trades, provide a gift card for them to purchase an Uber so that they can come to the 84 Lumber, you know, one day session. But I think just providing opportunities for everyone to succeed.
Yes. So I know I've been asked this question before, and it's a hard one to answer, but it looks like you might be able to answer this for us today.
Uh-oh.
In a way that we're all going to understand. At the end of the day, or at the end of the program, or let's just say in the next 12 months, what does success look like to you?
Actually, a really good question. Success to me is when leadership is fully committed. And so for any initiative to work, whether it's workforce development, safety, or inclusion, diversity, and equity, leadership has to be fully committed and authentic and advancing the efforts. When leaders commit, the organizations are going to follow. And from there, each person in an organization will play their role in successfully advancing the mission. And so this includes field staff, right? The importance of toolbox talks and ensuring that our field folks are heard and are trained and educated on the importance of inclusive workplaces and respectful workplaces and those type of environments, but also the office staff as well. And I think success to me is when the entire organization plays their role and a company culture changes for the better.
Brian Knox with B. Knox Photography. Brian's a commercial photographer based in Greenville. He specializes in photographing people hard at work, particularly in skilled trades like construction, auto mechanics, and tree care. Brian's mission is to take photos that demonstrate the dignity of hard work. His favorite things to photograph are construction projects, heavy equipment, and everyday heroes doing their job in work boots and hard hats.
Thank you, Beenox Photography, for supporting Women Talk Construction, Women in Construction, and for supporting women confidence builders at our events.
It sounds like what you said before, too, is that y'all can also help companies to achieve this, right? Because I did have a peer reach out to me recently and say that her leadership actually asked her how to go about getting more females or including the DE&I into their organization. And she didn't know. So I wanted to kind of give y'all a plug that if you can help, if y'all do that.
We absolutely can. And so I have a supportive inclusion, diversity, and equity committee, which are construction professionals. So say, for example, we have a member company who reaches out to us and says, hey, I really want some help with my supplier diversity efforts and our small business engagement. I have a subject matter expert on my committee that I can connect them with the member company. They can do some brainstorming sessions. We are right now we're developing our best practice resource guide to really help our chapters with best practices as it relates to this topic along the lines of workforce development, community engagement, supplier diversity, but really advancing inclusion, diversity, and equity. And so that's actually a great segue to the development of our academy. ABC is developing an inclusion, diversity, and equity academy. We piloted the program 2 weeks ago with a handful of members just to make some fine tuning before we launch to the public. But essentially, the Academy is going to be a library of resources for our member companies and for the industry. Toolbox talks, white papers, best practices. We have some opportunities for an in-person sessions or speaking engagements, or maybe someone would prefer to do it virtually and they want to have, myself or Mike Bellman or someone from our committee come and talk about, an important topic at their company. So there's an in-person and a virtual option around the importance of inclusion, diversity, and equity and how it could advance our industry. IDE, the Merit Shop Way. That's really the foundation of the program and how IDE can advance the Merit Shop philosophy, and tons of resources, more to come on the Academy. I'm hoping to have it launched within the next several months, but I'm really excited just to have this as a resource to share with our industry and our member companies and our chapters. Another great thing is our chapters can customize it, right? If they want to pick and choose which segments to highlight or which verticals or which resources to share, they can do that. So it's fully customizable as well.
That is so invaluable.
Yes.
It's so invaluable. And now we're going to have a place, we are, as women leaders, as minority leaders, to be able to share with these folks that are asking questions, how can I help? And we can send them that best practice resource guide. And I just can't tell you how excited I was on the inside when you first told me about that academy. You probably could tell in my voice, I get really excited about things. But yeah, that academy alone is going to be, it's going to be huge, and every market is different. So yes, the pieces, which you wouldn't think so, but in each one of our markets, there are certain things that are important to certain markets that are not necessarily even a thought process in another market. Mm-hmm. So I love that it's customizable and they can pick and choose, each market can pick and choose which portion of that academy that they want, to bring out to the community. So that's wonderful. I can't wait. 2 months is too far away. I can't see what
I'm hoping like. 2 months. We've been working on this since last year. So it's been the development stage for over a year now. But I'm really hoping with just a few minor tweaks, we'll be ready to launch soon.
How about the best practice
resource guide? Yeah. So we have an IDE awards program where we recognize our members that are subcontractors, contractors, suppliers, and associates. And these are really the rock stars of our industry who are really leading the path and the charge at their member companies. And so we've compiled submissions for the last 6 years from our award winners and non-winners, because there's some folks who were doing an amazing job. They didn't necessarily win an award, but it's still a great best practice. We're working on developing a resource guide that'll have workforce development best practices, attracting high caliber talent and best practices pertaining to that, supplier diversity, community engagement, and to this resource guide that we're going to share when we launch the academy.
Oh, so it's going to be shared at the same time. So we have to wait on that as well. Okay. I was going to ask you where that was.
I'm working on it. It's in the works.
Great. So exciting. So any of you that are listening that don't know a lot about Associated Builders and Contractors, and you just want to learn more, please go to their website, abc.org. Is that correct?
Yeah, abc.org. Okay. Or they can email me directly, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, at abc.org. And I'm more than happy to connect them with their local chapter.
Wonderful.
And I can happy to facilitate those connections. And I'll help in any capacity.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I just have to shout out this morning to Amy Hicks. I know you know her.
Yeah.
She just won a 2022 Groundbreak Award for citizenship and, you know, just making a big impact in our industries. And of course, she's the president of our chapter where I, in the area where I live. So, you know, she's kind of near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to shout out to her this morning.
Amy is a rock star. Congratulations on your award, Amy. And yeah, I love working with her and in the chapter and all the great work that you all are doing too.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you think would be enlightening for the audience to just know? You know, we get men and women that are listening to our podcast, and some are just inquisitive. Some are just learning more about leadership and what it's like to be in our role, or you know, whatever the case may be. Is there anything, any special words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
Sure. So I have a few words of wisdom, and then I have one final note to share. A few words of wisdom. I think we hit on this early on is, you know, oftentimes this can be a heavy load, right? And so there's often uncomfortable conversations and all in a very, very positive manner. But oftentimes it could be a heavy lift. I just encourage you all to keep doing the work, whatever that looks like to you. And even if you're not growing fast enough as an organization or as a contractor or a subcontractor, just keep continue with that intentionality and, you know, those small incremental steps forward. And, you know, I just commend anyone who's doing any work in this space. And that would just be my last like words of wisdom. This is a marathon and not a sprint. So just keep up the good work. And then last, I just want to just mention Construction Inclusion Week that's coming up. So last year was the inaugural week. This year, it's October 17th to the 22nd. And 5 ABC member companies got together last year and said it's time for a change. And so they launched Construction Inclusion Week. And then as an association partner, you know, of course, we supported it and amplified it. And we hosted a webinar series in conjunction with the topics that were highlighted throughout the day or throughout the week. So more to come this year. We're building on that momentum from last year. It's October 17th to the 22nd. There are great resources on constructioninclusionweek.com. There's actually a planning guide and a pre-planning guide that an organization can download and start to get that on their calendars and start to have those conversations and really start to build to really make this a successful week. And it's really, really excited about ABC supporting it as an industry affiliate partner.
That's awesome. I'm going to plan to be there for sure.
Yeah.
What can we do to help? Is there anything that we can do to help ABC, help with Diversity Inclusion Week?
It's all virtual. What a lot of our member companies did this year is they'd have a lunch and learn, right? And they'd invite their staff, or maybe they have a toolbox talk during the morning with coffee. And day one, I believe, was around leadership's commitment. And so it's all around leadership's commitment and accountability. ABC hosted a webinar series virtually during lunch from 12:30 to 1 every day. But it's really unique to whatever you all, you know, individual company, whatever they want to do, you know, some do lunch and learns, toolbox talks. There's a planning guide on constructioninclusionweek.com. Okay. It has a ton of resources that you all can do. Make it really easy.
We'll put that on our forum.
Absolutely. We'll put it on a resource page as well.
I'm going to share that with people too online, because I think that's great.
I do too.
I love it.
And there's great resources and toolbox talks, and it's really, really well done. And so if you guys could just help us share and amplify the efforts. We had great participation. We had over 1,000 member employees tune in to our webinar series, and we really want to build on that this year. So more to come as far as the webinar series and what we're talking about and the speakers we're going to have on. But yeah, we encourage you all to just to share it and help us spread the word.
Yeah, we will make sure all our listeners know about it too, because this is a question that gets asked all the time. And that would be a great week for people to pop in, listen to the things that matter to them, learn some things, just educate themselves, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it would be great if you all could do like a podcast series, maybe aligned with the daily topics or something.
Oh, that would be a great idea. Yeah. We'd be happy to
You're
do
that. You're helping us with that week in October.
Yeah. And even if it's like a quick, like, you know, 15-minute podcast or something. Yeah.
Great. Well, we know what we're doing that week, don't we?
I know.
Just an idea.
I love that idea. How great. That just, it just helps amplify the message, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You guys have an amazing platform. Thank you so much, Angela and Christy, for having me.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a great job. Just keep up the good work. And I'm just happy to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah. Thank you for everything that you're doing. You've made a huge impact already in the time that you've served, and just your role in supporting and serving in your community as well is an excellent example and role model for, you know, the next generation of folks that are thinking about careers or thinking about college. So I love what you're doing too. And we love ABC. And thank you for joining us today. And I hope that we can dive into some of these deeper conversations later. We're actually talking about that with ABC and Tia right now, just seeing if we have the opportunity to pop on with Tia occasionally and talk about some more of this more in depth. So just keep your fingers crossed. And if you can pressure Tia a little, we would love that. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm committed. I appreciate you guys having me back. And I would love to, let's take a deeper dive into, you know, some topics that your listeners are interested in hearing more about. And we can spend a little more time.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, before we wrap it up, I really appreciate the fact that y'all lead with belonging, because that's really how Christy and I got started in this, is the need for belonging with women in our industry and in non-traditional careers. So thank you. And it was great to meet you.
Thank you. Great meeting you as well, Angela. And absolutely, I think if we all lead with inclusivity and belonging, the diversity and equity, they'll follow naturally,
exactly,
and organically, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just the importance of inclusivity.
Yes. And we're just going to close on that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tia. And we can't wait to have you back again.
Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Women Talk Construction podcast with your hosts, Christy Powell and Angela Gardner. See you next time.